One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
In the quiet corners of our lives, sometimes we encounter things we can't explain. Unseen, unheard, yet felt in the deepest part of our being, there's a sense that something is lurking, watching, waiting. It's a chill that crawls under your skin, making you question what's real and what's imagined. Imagine living in a place you've called home for years, only to suddenly feel a growing unease, a presence that no one else seems to notice but that you can't shake. For one person, this feeling began innocently enough. A few strange noises here and there, a flicker of a shadow when no one was around. But what happens when those fleeting moments start to become something more? When dreams bleed into waking life and an unsettling figure from your nightmares appears in the mirror? What if the girl in the dream, the one who screamed and vanished, wasn't just a figment of your imagination? What if she's still there waiting for something but you don't know what? Let's get to the letter they write. Dear Tony, it started about 6 months ago. Maybe it was even longer, but I know it was around that time that something began to change. I've lived in the same house for 15 years, a house that never felt anything but normal, but all of a sudden a strange fear started creeping over me, especially in my parents' bedroom and the adjoining bathroom. It wasn't anything obvious. There were no sudden cold spots or things moving on their own. No, this was different. It was a feeling that something was watching me. Something waiting just beyond my sight. And the strangest thing was, I couldn't explain it. I wasn't watching any scary movies, wasn't reading anything that could be playing tricks on my mind. In fact, a few months before this began, I'd sworn off anything related to ghosts or the supernatural after my first real paranormal experience, one I'll tell you about later. After that, I figured if there was no reason to believe in ghosts, I shouldn't go looking for them. But here I was, suddenly afraid of two rooms in my own house. The bathroom wasn't the problem itself. It was the strange, inexplicable things that happened there. You see, every time I'd go into shower using my parents' bathroom because it was bigger, I would hear the radio adjust on its own. It was like someone was messing with the volume, turning it up and down randomly. And then no matter what station I was on, the radio would sometimes switch to static for minutes at a time. At first, I thought maybe it was just a glitch, a broken radio. But something about it just didn't sit right. Why now, after all this time? It didn't make sense. Still, I brushed it off, because how could there be something paranormal in a house that's been standing for decades? Then spring came, and it all escalated. I need to explain something about my bedroom so you'll understand what happened. The headboard of my bed is on the wall where my door opens. I have hooks for my purses on the back of the door, so the door can't open all the way. The space between the door and the wall is just enough that someone could fit, but it's not wide enough for the doorknob to touch the wall. My mirror hangs on the opposite wall, and if I lie in bed, I can see the space between the door and the wall in its reflection. It's important that you know this. One night I had this bizarre dream. In it, I was a paranormal investigator walking through a house I didn't recognize. I remember going down a staircase and turning into the kitchen when I saw her. A girl, maybe 9 or 10 years old. She wore an old-fashioned black dress, black stockings, and buckle shoes. Her hair was dark, styled in big curls. As I tried to move around her, she screamed and vanished. I woke up immediately, my heart racing. I glanced at the clock on my dresser. It was around 2 in the morning, but what happened next was what I'll never forget. The room was almost pitch black, and I was still shaken from the dream when I glanced into the mirror beside my bed. And there in the reflection, standing right behind my door, was the same girl. Her skin was pale, her long black hair hanging loosely around her face, and she wore a white nightgown. I almost couldn't breathe. For a moment, I couldn't even process what I was seeing. I looked away, and when I turned back, she was gone. But I wasn't dreaming this time. I swear I wasn't. The night after that was quiet, but then I had another dream. Again, in the same house as a paranormal investigator. This time, I heard giggling and footsteps coming from upstairs. I wanted to go up there to see what was causing the noise, but I woke up before I could. I didn't see the girl again, though she did visit me in another dream, this time at my old elementary school. It was strange, but after a few days, nothing happened. The feeling of dread faded, and I thought maybe it was just my mind playing tricks on me. But then, last week, everything changed. It started again. That Sunday night, July 1st, I had been awake all night, battling insomnia. It was around 2 a.m. when I heard something that made my blood run cold. I heard footsteps, distinct footsteps, walking across the tile floor in the kitchen. My parents were asleep, my brother was in his room, and my cat was curled up on my bed. The house was quiet except for these footsteps, which didn't sound like they were coming from the house settling. No, this was something else. I knew the difference between creaks and someone walking on the floor. I tried to rationalize it. Maybe it was my mind playing tricks on me from lack of sleep, or maybe I was just hearing things. But it wasn't just the footsteps that unsettled me. It was how they stopped, right in the middle of the kitchen, as though whoever was walking just froze in place. Then there was nothing. No more movement, no more sounds. It was just silent. I waited for what felt like an eternity, but nothing came. I was left with a sense of unease that I couldn't shake. The next day, I told myself that it was nothing, but I was still uneasy. The following evening, something happened that I couldn't ignore. I'd just come back from outside, walking down the hallway when I saw it. A dark, formless shape standing in the hallway near my parents' bedroom. I was startled, confused. Was it a shadow from the setting sun? Or something more? It stood still, and then, as if sensing my presence, it darted into the bedroom. That's when my mother called me from another room, and I swear, I felt something pull at me. There was this undeniable instinctual feeling that the figure was a little girl. I don't know how I knew, but I did. Something about the way it moved, quick and small, was unmistakable. Since then, I've started to notice other odd things. The morning after the shadow in the hallway, while I was getting dressed, I saw something in the mirror again. An orb, small but fast, darted across the reflective surface. At first, I thought it was a trick of the light, maybe dust or a bug, but no. This orb moved too quickly and sporadically to be anything natural. It wasn't just a fluke. The strange thing is, it doesn't seem like the girl is haunting the house. She doesn't seem malevolent, at least not in any obvious way. But the more I think about it, the more I wonder what she wants. Why me? Why now? I've tried to understand what's happening. Is this just the result of too much stress, or is there something more to this? I don't know, but the one thing I do know is this. Whatever this is, it's not over. I don't think it's going to leave me alone anytime soon. It's as though it's waiting for something. But for what? I can't tell. After hearing that unsettling account, we are left to wrestle with questions that, for many, linger in the air long after the story ends. What are we to make of these experiences? The feelings of dread that first seemed so subtle, almost laughable, gradually grew into something undeniably real, something far more tangible than anyone would have expected. It's curious, at first we think. It's just a bad radio, a strange noise. But then something changes, something we can't ignore. That's the terrifying part. The ordinary becomes the extraordinary without warning, and suddenly you can't look at your own home the same way again. When we dive deeper into the psychology of fear, we start to wonder if it's possible that our minds, struggling with anxiety, insomnia, or the weight of daily life, could manifest something like this. Could it be that the protagonist's mind was so saturated with past trauma and fear that it began to create its own haunting? Perhaps it was the residual stress that turned a quiet, harmless home into something else entirely. There's a science behind how the mind, pushed to its limits, can make us see things that aren't there, especially when we're vulnerable or sleep-deprived. But then again, there are things we just can't explain. The appearance of the girl, the same little girl, multiple times across different settings, feels almost too deliberate to be coincidence. She didn't just show up once in the corner of a room or flicker across the mirror. She interacted with the protagonist, appeared in dreams, and left an unmistakable imprint on their waking life. Was it just a figment of a fraying mind? Or was this something more real? If we entertain the possibility that this wasn't simply a psychological event, then we're left with the eerie idea of a spirit, or perhaps a force, that has chosen this person for reasons we may never fully understand. The orb, the shadow, the inexplicable footsteps, they all suggest that something unearthly is at play. But why? What does this presence want? And why does it seem to be fixated on the protagonist in particular? Theories vary, but one thing is certain. There's more to this haunting than meets the eye. So what does it all mean? We may never know the full truth, but the one thing this story leaves us with is a lingering sense of unease. Is this just a case of mind playing tricks, or are we staring into the abyss of something far darker? It's a mystery that, like so many things we cannot fully explain, remains unresolved. But for the one who experienced it, the questions are real, and the shadows continue to wait. And so we close this chapter, but not the story itself. What do you think? Could there be an explanation grounded in reality, or is something more malevolent at work here? The answer may be just out of reach, but it's a haunting thought that we'll carry with us.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.